All right, so is France going to break the World Cup jinx of the world champions not making it out of the group or failing early? Is the big question going into this tournament, I think, for France, right? It happened to Germany. It happened to Spain. I think it happened to France as well, right? So the question then is, Italy as well. Italy went out early too after winning the World Cup. Boy, this France side is weird, man. They're so, so heavily talented. They're, of course, in a group with Australia, Denmark, and Tunisia. An easy group that they should easily get out of on paper. But, Josh, this French team is weird. So much talent, so many injuries, and so much conflict.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to know what you're going to get from them. Because, like, this team did, I don't know how much it actually means, but they are also the defending Nations League champs, correct? Right?
Are they? I don't pay much attention to the Nations League.
I thought so. I'm hoping I'm correct there, but I believe they are. They won another.
Portugal?
No, Portugal won the first one, and I think France won the second one.
There's been a second one? Okay, well,
quick research.
Oh, you're right. Yes, they have won in the Nations League. This is how much attention I pay to the Nations League.
Yeah, not everybody's favorite competition, but regardless, there is silverware on the line, and even after with all these crazy different storylines happening to the French national team, they still found a way to produce when it mattered. There's just so much talent in this team when you're looking at it. Like, you got emerging players as well. Like, Nkunku, I think, is going to be a fun player. Ousmane Dembele is getting back to his best. You have, of course, Mbappe. Antoine Griezmann is, you know, he's an interesting one, but kind of the same way we've talked about with different players when it comes to the national team. Griezmann's always there to basically perform. You have Tchouaméni. I mean, like, and Camavinga, the two Madrid boys, are obviously taking huge steps in their development. And then at the back line, I honestly, sometimes I just think the French back line is a little iffy. Like, I don't personally, like, I'm not the biggest fan of Upamecano, to be honest. I don't mind Jules Koundé. I think Varane was obviously ruled out. So you got Saliba, Benjamin Pavard, and then I guess Lloris will be the keeper. But, I mean, you got the Hernandez brothers as well. Kimpembe, there's just so much talent. I don't even know what the team's going to look like. They haven't dropped it yet, have they, the France team?
No, they have not. But they also don't know who to nominate because half the team is fighting each other.
Yeah, that's true. Benzema returning as well, obviously.
Yeah. And I mean, I think the big question mark for me is, who's Mbappe going to get mad this time?
He's become a bit of a diva, hasn't he?
A little bit. I mean,
a little bit. It's such a bad look for such a talented player to have. Just, I mean, I think we talked about on the Sackville podcast in the summertime. Like, I just felt like a lot of these issues would have been mitigated if he would have just made that move to Madrid. I just think keeping this kind of
crying. But he was the one who wanted to stay at PSG in the end. Like, that's his own responsibility. Like,
I know.
If he wanted to leave, he could have just left.
And I don't get why. I personally don't get why he didn't. He wanted this. He was able to leave out his, like, run his contract down. And then months after staying, it's just right back into the drama. Like, you don't need those many. Like, between him and Neymar, you don't need them in the same team. They don't get along. I mean, I think he went to Madrid, and I just think the way that club is run, the amount of icons and success that they've had, like, it's different. And no disrespect to the PSG fans and the plastic bit of money that was injected into the club for all these Ligue 1 titles that mean absolutely nothing when you have that type of money. Like, it's a different feel for a club like that when you go to Madrid. And I think if he would have made that, he could have been acting like, I don't know, more of an adult, I guess. And then when you look at to the national team, it's obviously impacting the national team as well, because you want him to be your star guy. I mean, I believe he's the only other player to start in a World Cup final as a teenager, him and Pele. So obviously quite the achievement. He's only 23 years old, but I don't know. I think he's been rubbing a lot of football fans in the wrong way over this past year.
Still has some growing up to do, obviously. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I think he's been annoying a lot of people. He's a super talented player. I guess the question is, how is Didier Deschamps going to put a team around him and please him at the same time? I mean, there's a ton of talent here. We also need to point this out, and this is really interesting. When you look at some of the other teams, France lost their last game in the UEFA Nations League against Denmark. And the Danish, you know, as I said, on paper, this seems to be an easy group. But the Danish, never underestimate Denmark. This is a good team. And I could see them hurting France in the group stage. And I think Denmark have announced their squad already, too. You know, you have guy Christian Eriksen coming back after the drama of the European Championships. His career, although he's at Manchester United now, right? Repairing his career. Younger players like Jesper Lindström, who plays for Frankfurt, fantastic player. Andreas Skov Olsen from Bruges, amazing as well. Fantastic to watch. There's some good players in this team, Josh. And I think this Denmark team could hurt France again for a second time.
Yeah, I think they definitely can. And they've been proving for a while now that this is a country that can compete at the highest levels. I think they were the sweethearts in the Euros. They looked very good for obvious reasons, but they were also playing, I thought, in a way that was really just attractive to watch and joyful. And I just think that this team has got just so much. Maybe it's not like the in-your-face talent, but these are all very well-rounded players that are playing mostly in top five leagues around the world and just have a will to put in a shift. And like we talked about the Frances, where maybe like the egos aren't there. These are just good players that have an objective, and they are proven together that they can do it. Like, I mean, Christian Eriksen, like you said, I mean, he's got 117 caps. Thomas Delaney's got 71. Simon Kjær has got 121. Like, these players have been with Denmark for a long time. They're still relatively in their prime. And I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, I saw a few predictions earlier when the group stage was actually announced, and a lot of people had Denmark actually topping this group.
Wouldn't shock me. Because they are very good and they're very experienced, and France could be a mess. I think we're all kind of hoping that France will be a mess because it'd be good popcorn, right? But I guess we'll see with that. I think quickly, the other two teams, Australia, they're a little bit more than just that crazy goalkeeper who got them to the World Cup against Peru, right? Redmayne. Australia, is Australia just a World Cup gif at this moment? I
don't know. I mean, like, when you're looking at this group, with no disrespect to the two other countries we're going to talk about after Denmark and France, but I just don't know if the talent is there. Unless the curse is truthfully very real and it just hits France in the worst kind of ways, France should take care of business. Denmark should take care of business against Australia. I mean, I think that there's some talent in there, obviously, but there's a lot of players playing in Australia. They're playing in the kind of lower echelons of European football. If they were to make it out of this group, I think it would be a bit of a Cinderella story, if I'm being completely honest.
Well, yeah, and the same is true for Tunisia, right?
Yeah.
They haven't announced their squad yet, but that talent level is thin. Looking at their previous squads, it's very, very thin. And I guess we could almost jump to the predictions then. What do you think is going to happen in this group? I do think that France will break the World Cup jinx. I think they will make it out of this group. And I think on paper, France should be winning the entire tournament. Football isn't played on paper. They have the biggest talent. They have the most talent. They have the deepest squad and all that. But it's still France. And they could finish second, which means they would get someone from a first place team from another group. And that could ultimately do them in, right? But I think on paper, France should be winning this tournament, Josh. I just know that there is enough voodoo, to make a Pogba reference, for this team to possibly go out early. But they will make it out of this group. What do you think?
I think we're going to see a similar type of performance to the Euros. Like, remember how up and down they were in the Euros, and I think they crashed out in the round of 16. I think that's what we're going to see. I don't like what is, like, yes, you're right. On paper, there's so much depth in every single position. It's ridiculous. I'm not overly convinced with the back line, but that's nor here nor there. They can still find a way to get it done. And they have, like I mentioned, in the Nations League. But I just think right now, with this World Cup coming up, the way that everything is going, and the fact that I think Denmark, like I said, even in the group stage, could could pull up a little bit of an upset to top this and put France in a very tricky situation in the round of 16. And I just a bold claim. I think that's probably where we're going to see them crash out. So, I mean, looking at my prediction, I'm going to actually go with Denmark to top the group. I saw a few people talking about it, and I like it. I like the cohesion in that locker room. I think Christian Eriksen coming back in, just that little magical feel with Denmark. And on top of that, they do play very good football, very enjoyable. And they've proven, like I said, at the Euros that they were a much better team if you've watched them play compared to how France performed at that tournament. Yes, that was a few years ago, but regardless, I'm going to stick with that, and I think France is going to break the curse because I just think they're too good in this group not to, and I'm just going to have a bold round of 16 exit, and then I don't know, but I think, honestly, it would be like an 0-1-2 performance from both Australia and Tunisia drawing each other 0-0, so I guess I could see Australia conceding more, so I'll go Tunisia in third, Australia fourth.
NBA fans, the NBA action is just getting started, and so are the incredible offers at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. New customers can bet any $5 NBA pregame moneyline bet and get $200 in free bets if your team wins. Check this out. Right now, everyone can earn up to 100% boost with DraftKings stepped up same game parlays. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook app, place a same game parlay, combine multiple bets like which team will win, total rebounds, total points scored, and more. With bigger payouts than ever, DraftKings Sportsbook is where I go to bet on the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, use promo code TBPN, make any $5 bet this week, and get $200 in free bets if your team wins. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with promo code TBPN. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
Lately, I've been listening to a lot of Tactical Yanks, and it's been great. One reason it's been great to listen to? Because I use my Raycon wireless earbuds to do it. Raycon's everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever. With optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit, these earbuds are so comfortable and they will not budge, trust me. Raycons give you 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life. Raycons are priced just right. You get quality audio at half the price of other premium audio brands. It's no wonder Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 50,000 five-star reviews. Raycon earbuds have 3 sound profiles so you can have a personalized listening experience, as well as an awareness mode where you can hear the world around you. Whether you're doing the most intense exercise or just sitting around, Raycon earbuds are perfect for you. Go to buyraycon.com/TBPN today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/TBPN to score 15% off. Buyraycon.com/TBPN.
I have to point this out real quick. The Euros were just last year.
Was this last year? Okay, I was actually, I'm trying to remember. I'm like, because they were supposed to be 2020, but it was 2021.
It's all within the pandemic, so it kind of merges into
yeah. Okay, I was going to say, it didn't feel that long ago.
Yeah, I know.
It's, so that helps my point. France looked poor at that tournament.
Yeah, they were. And it's like, it really is like, what, 18 months ago, right? So it's, yeah, I'm with you. I'm not, again, this is the most talented country at the tournament and they should be going deep. But because of them being France, they will not. And I back you. I think it's going to be Denmark, France. And then put Australia and Tunisia somewhere.
The nil-nil draw and then whoever concedes more. But I don't know. It would be, I mean, looking at this group, to me, it would be quite, like, this would be quite the upset if Tunisia or Australia got out. I think that would be, like, because in some of the other groups, there's like, okay, like, we previewed Group A and we took a look at it. Like, there's a few teams that could really compete. And you, even if you said Qatar could get out, I wouldn't have an issue with it just because they're the host. But in this group, I just find it so hard to imagine that one of these two can get out. But that is the beautiful thing with the World Cup. You never know. That's why all those other champions in the World Cup curse probably thought the same thing going in the World Cup and obviously could not see them get out of the group stage. So I don't know. Any hope though, Manuel? Like anything to think that one of the other two will make it out? Or you think this is straightforward?
Gonna shut that down right here. That's silly talk. Absolute silly talk. All right. So I guess that's the wrap on Group D. Anything you want to add before we move on to Group E?
Not really. I just I just personally like the World Cup curse. I think that it's been a storyline that is just, it's just, it's fascinating. If you really think about it, and just the way that football is, like, these countries who have such a disadvantage, for example, just because of some of the pools that they've had, and the World Cup winners going on from winning the tournament 4 years prior to usually performing okay up to the next World Cup, and then just falling flat on their face. It's wild. And I'm really excited because it happened for, I think this curse is, I don't know off the top of my head, but it's probably stretching like 20 years. So, I mean, this could be a huge opportunity for France to break that. But yeah, other than that, there's nothing really to add. I'm just curious to see the way that this one goes and see how this fun looking crazy France team will perform.
Yeah, that's Group D wrapped up. Lots of interesting takes on this one. We'll have all the other groups as well. Also go back and listen to the other previews that we did on the other groups. Lots more previews coming. So please stay on our channel, subscribe, give us reviews. Thank you very much. Until next time. Bye.